Let me start recording. Today's October 4th. And we had a long impacts meeting, and you can't see quite all of me, but maybe if I sit back. Okay. So I suppose you guys stop thinking about travel plans for impacts and think about data. And we got to get our data submitted to the archive. So let me bring up our website, teaching. And there we go. This doesn't reload the new site anyway. What I thought we'll do today was I brought candy for the people in the room. And online, when I see you next, I can give you a what a piece of candy. And I thought what we would do, I kept going in over our impacts data set and revise and trying to put together some LWC plots, and I keep running into issues that I find. So I thought we could all try to log in, and I'll help everybody, maybe everybody online too, and look at the data set. And you get a candy for every issue you can explain. So you got to find the issues and then explain what's wrong with them and why this is an issue, and stuff. Does that make sense? We just go over this, we can record, and then you can ask lots of questions about what doesn't make sense, in terms of the data on the quality. So, everybody, Peter, Andrew, you guys can log into Aircraft, and I'll pull up my screen once I can find my VNC. You could do SSH or VNC into Aircraft. If I can find. The viewer that I was okay, I'll put this on. Boy, this is, and I better share my screen. Share screen. Okay, can you see the screen? They don't see me so much. Hide. Oops. Okay. And we talked in. And let me go back and I'll remake. And I see, for example, I guess I'll show you the first one, and how I do it because I want to start over. And maybe everybody can figure out, but you got to solve the problem too. So I created impacts. So I'm in the NASA DAC analysis folder where I have summed up and combined all the impacts files. And I've been looking at the King Hotwire probe data and checking out the edits that have been done to it. So you should be able to do cprop, look at the data, and look at all the different parameters and see if you see issues with any of them or you have questions about any of the data. So jump in if you got questions. And I'll keep the chat open so you can put something in chat where you can keep track of the issues and where they are. And I want to finish this up because, so for example, this really stands out even with the lines. If I do the plots, I turn off the line plots and plot stores. The idea is that you got to think about what's in the data set and what doesn't make sense. There's no, but looking at all the data, you'll see these like negative values in here. It doesn't make sense to have negative liquid water. And I try, so you can look at some of the other parameters too. I've been looking at the King to try to fix up some of the edits that we have done. The King probe usually has lots of problems at the beginning and ends of the flights, and we take out some of the data. So, for example, you can go under tools and grab the time interval, and I can grab this. Even the other stuff, like, I went through the eighth, and when we have ground data, if it's not part of the flight, when we have multiple sections, if it was on that day and it was like 6 hours before the flight, I got to go under ground data, not with the aircraft data processing. So I've taken a couple of the ground checks out and put it under ground data. So stuff like that, it is. You know, so let's see, what am I doing in here? I have a hard time. Time intervals. I selected the time interval. So there's one negative one in here and one positive. I usually grab the interval, and now this gets a little bit tricky because I have multiple flights. But there's something wrong with what's going on here with these negative values and this big large value. So it's probably at the same time. So I zoom in. Oops. And I'm going to find a negative value here. And it's hard when you got multiple ones of these, but if you do tools and display the data. So if someone can look at the CDP data and the WCM data, see what values. But I'm looking here like there's a minus 1.502. So if I want to find that data, I find the easiest thing to do is not look in the analysis folder, but go back to the summary files. And GRIP is a nice search program. So if I search for the that value, and I can been trying to put some spaces, five, 1.55207, and I search all the impacts files. It goes and see how nicely it finds the data, so I know exactly where that value is. Because I can search through all the files very quickly on this. So I'm looking at the 28th byte of data. So I can get to find out which file it is because the grip will tell me what file it's from. And then I gotta go back and look at the 28th.
Why don't you just plot in six?
No, I was plotting it. This is the entire field project. I went through and I combined all the impacts files. So I just named it with the first day of the field project. But it contains all of them. That's what I named it. So yeah, keep asking questions. But I made this NASA DAC and I made the summary. I made an analysis folder. And I have this one is all the impacts 2022 data. And then I have two of these here. This is the original one I started with yesterday. And this is the updated one. So I was going to kind of try to show when you have edits and you don't have edits to the king what it looks like.
Question.
Yes, Jen.
The so both the King and the WC, the DevFlow bar and the dot impacts one have those lines that are like when we have the issue with the times being out of sync.
Well, yeah, so have you plotted it with the so on this one, let me go back to so Jen's questions about the lines that you see in the data. So let me auto scale. And so if I plot up the data as symbols, you don't see them lines. Them lines connect one flight to the next. So if I go back here,
Over like all the plates, so it'll do that. Is that
yes. So see, Jen's questions about these lines. So like there's a line here. So this is a line at the end because the lines connect the data points that go in sequence. So one flight ends, another one begins.
so it's not like
No.
okay.
That's the way I made the data file to put all the flights together. So I don't have to look at individual flights.
So is this the only purpose of doing this is to see like those really weird values that are going to the negative?
Yeah, I'm trying to look at and see the entire data set instead of looking at each flight. I'm trying to get away from looking at each of the flights. But you can go back and look at each of the flights also. It depends how you want to do this. So, how do I open up the prodding interface? So, Peter, are you SSH in? You want to talk?
Yeah, so I mean that
That's okay.
SSH to, and yeah, for any SSH, I'm in the analysis directory. I tried cplot and that had so far hasn't been working.
Okay, do we have the mic on? Let's see here. Hold on. You're a little bit soft. Can you speak up?
Sure.
Oh, you're good now. Okay, go ahead, Peter.
Okay, so currently I am already SSH'd in. I am in the analysis directory, and I wanted to open the plotting directory that you're in, and so I tried cplot. I tried cplot with some of the various files, and it waits a few seconds and then takes me back to the console menu.
Yeah, so do you have the export in or the Xterm working? Can you do
I have
type?
the Xmin installed, and I think usually the Xmin works. But
Yeah.
let me double check. make sure that's on.
So to check that, type just X term and see that you can pop up an X term window.
X term display is not set.
Yeah. So we had this problem before. So you gotta get your display and stuff set correctly. Do I like BNC? Michael, there. Someone's gonna say something. Let me see if I can figure out how to. Are you on PuTTY?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Let me see if I can pull it up here. On the. Where's my PuTTY?
So, if you are in PuTTY, go to SSH on that side panel, double click it, and then you'll see something called X11.
Okay.
So, you'll double click that. You have enable X1 forwarding checked off, right?
Yeah, so, all right, so X11, yeah, so. To enable X11 forwarding, I have that checked.
Okay, what do you have for X display location?
0.0.
Okay, I want you to change that to. You're going to have semicolon 0.
No,
oh,
sorry.
Colon, sorry.
Yeah, colon. So it's under this X11, okay. Right?
Yeah.
And then.
So, yeah.
So the local. Display?
Yes,
yeah,
so you're
colon 0. Colon 0. You see my display on that I'm showing now?
Yeah.
So is that right, Jen?
That should be.
Okay, that colon 0 and X11 forward in. And then I go back and I save the session.
Yeah.
So I got that. I got go aircraft and I save it so that. Yeah, okay, so that's saved, and then I open that. Try to open it. Oh, how come it's not running me PuTTY into this? And you gotta do 22,000, right? 2,000. Mine's just timing out. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I already did 22,000.
Yep. So I got that. So when you first log in.
Oh, okay. My. So now it says can't open display localhost 17.0.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting too. Are you sure it's because you have to do also does the
it was on the wiki, you follow the wiki that said it was colon 0.
Yeah. But do we have to use the display set too?
No, wiki has a enable X11 forwarding colon 0.
Yeah.
So,
but it doesn't say about the display variable. Because the display variable is set to localhost 18:0 and his is 17:0. So it's not.
Don't we have
17.0.
Yeah, 17.0. But isn't that something about setting the display variable on a wiki? Think. Yeah. Because I think you can go back and put 18. Because colon 18, I think it only does colon 0 if you're the first one on that display.
Right, and he has the whole local thing set up, right, for the
tunnel. Yeah, so I think what you need to do is need to get what the spray you're on. Is it only get putty if you're the first one. But but why does it encrypt it to local host? Every time I do this, XC11-4 and then so it's Cohen zero. But I think it's Eighteen point zero. Let me try that. Yeah, the spray is not set. No, I'm SSH'd in. So I'm using PuTTY. Oh. No. Yeah, I can if I have the spray set back, right? So I was trying to set wish I could figure out how to make this display. How do you change the brightness on your displays? So did it work for you guys yet? No?
This is also a lot of issues.
Oh, I guess I have to have X-Men running too. Maybe that's what you have to do is have.
I think you have to, like, in the terminal.
Do you have to have X-Men started first so it knows that you have X-Men and then PuTTY works differently?
Not using it.
Yeah.
We're using VNC for this reason. We had this working before.
I feel like, yeah, it'll work once every.
X11, Cohen zero. Oh, that works for me. So now it works. You got to have X-Men running before you start VNC or before you start PuTTY. Peter, do you have X-Men running?
I thought I had X-Men running, but now it still doesn't work it for whatever reason.
So it works for me if I put the colon zero and have X-Men running.
Okay, let me try that because I had switched to 17.0 because it was saying that I
just put colon zero.
I'll try colon zero.
Yep. So So just put colon zero and make sure X-Men is running. I gotta get my. Okay.
Yeah, it works when you do it that way.
Yeah.
It'll give what it did for me, like it gave me an error and then my X thing like came up.
Yeah. So you need the X-Men installed and running. It's a security thing because they don't want people popping up Windows on other people's computers. What did you say, Peter?
Okay, so so I've tried doing Xterm and then it popped up with a console.
Yeah, so that means it should work. So now you should be able to go under there and go to the directory and do cplot 2. And is that a anybody know where? They got this monitor, but there's no. Brightness on it. Okay, settings.
Which thing do I need to do cplot 2 with?
So that's, you can do that in the, I get you the directory here. So /NES/UND Northeast, 2022 aircraft P3. NASA
DAAC analysis.
So it's this folder and then plot up this. And thank you. I need to make this bigger so you guys can see it.
Yeah, well,
which I don't know how to do on PuTTY right now. But hopefully you can see that, Peter.
Okay, so I try to select, so try putting in that item with C. Oh, sorry, let me do that with cplot 2. I accidentally did that with just cplot. Oh, hang
that's
on.
Not coming up.
Do-do-do, wait for
was it up there before it just came off?
Okay, so I tried doing cplot 2 with the item you had highlighted just below all the PNGs. Still doesn't work.
Yeah, not the PNG files.
The one below the PNG files. That doesn't work.
Cplot 2, 22 impacts, like that.
That's exactly what I tried. Did not work.
You get that so that it...
I get exactly nothing.
It takes a while to load this file.
It went right back to... return to the main console.
It returns to the main console.
It's like cpot 2 doesn't even exist on my machine.
Okay, do you have oops, I didn't want to do that. Can you type which cplot 2?
I will do that.
So which, and then cplot 2, it tells you where to.
Okay, it says /user/local/copass/adpaa/bin/cplot2.
Um, How about try export? Let's see here. Verbose mode equals one, and export virtual machine equals zero. Am I typing machine right? These are some system variables that are they're set the opposite way by default, but this way it will give you more information and it will also compile the code.
All right. Okay.
I'll try running CPLOT.
Yeah, now try running it. You should see it compile the code at least. Or you should see some errors or something. And once it starts, you get this little window that is reading the file.
Waiting. Waiting.
So anybody finding any errors on this?
I did the same thing. I got the following error. Is your display environment variable set correctly? And then it gives the directory which is not same as yours for cplot2.
So what does it say?
It says, is your display environment variable set correctly? And the directory in front of cplot2 is user local copas adpaa src cplot2.
Yeah, that's fine. That's just the system level version of it. I can run that too.
Mine so far is not compiling.
User local. Oh, I gotta do PATH equals user local ADPAA slash bin colon.
Minus user local copas ADPAA bin.
Well, okay, if you want me to do it that way. So you should, now it's the same?
Yeah, that looks the same.
What does it come up with if you just do...
So mine so far is apparently frozen.
What if you just do cprot? You should be able to get this the diagnostic window like that.
Let me try it. Cplot2.
Just type cplot2 in the terminal.
Yeah, so that's what I just did. So far, I'm not getting anything.
And it might be the slow connections between us. But
maybe, although when I plugged in the other thing, I waited minutes and absolutely nothing was showing. I had to stop a previous process just to get to do cplot2.
Yeah, well, let's see if this will pop up. Does this sit there or?
All Are you getting the compiled modules?
Are you getting this stuff?
No, nope, not at all.
It's not configured. So duty export, export the virtual machine like this.
Yeah.
Set that variable. That should tell it to compile.
So right now it's on export virtual machine equals zero, not compiling.
That has to, can you echo the virtual machine and see that it's equal to zero?
I will try that.
Echo the value?
Zero.
Do you want to share your screen?
Yes, I could. Why don't I share my screen?
What, Christian?
This will stop other screen sharing. Do you want to continue?
I, no.
All right. Share.
No.
Let me try this. C plot 2, like this.
Hold on. Oh, there we go. All right. Okay, so if you just, yeah, just type C plot 2.
Enter.
Yep. And you just got to wait. Do you got one or two monitors? Do you just have one
monitor? Right now I have one. So right now I have one monitor running.
Okay. So done this from home. I wonder if does it not encrypt the, it should be encrypting the connection back to the local host on port 22,000. Just wonder if the firewall blocks something someplace.
Who knows?
Well, did you get the X term to work?
The X term works just fine. I've used X term before in previous occasions. This problem started after I tried getting the ADA. This problem did not start until I downloaded the ADPAA code.
Yeah, it's not compiling it. Yeah, but it's okay, do a control C and then maybe we should do the verbose mode too, because it might be hiding an error. Did you try verbose underscore mode equals one? Yeah, export.
That's what I should currently be on, because I put in export verbose mode.
Okay, echo that, make sure it's right. Echo a dollar sign verbose mode.
Right, right, thank you.
You need an E at the end of the S.
Yeah. No, it needs to be B-O-S-E.
Oh, thank you.
So set that equal to one. And now try to see part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's source directory.
So he doesn't have a source directory in ADPA.
You have to build the source directory.
Well, you can just clone the source directory, or you use Copath and install ADPA with the source option.
What did we just we grabbed we re-downloaded ADPA in a separate directory, copied that source directory back into because there was something.
Mine was getting
messed up. Yeah, because but
you just need a source directory. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Here you need a source directory for ADPA because you're trying to compile it here. Well, you can copy it from. Well, you can't copy it from mine. You got to do it your own. But you can pull. But you tried to do Copass ADPA minus S or whatever. Here. I'm going to stop you from sharing.
Okay.
So I'll go back to mine. Yeah, when you download ADPA, there's two ways to do it. One's the binary version, one's the source version. And so if you go into Copass ADPA, I'm just seeing that. Why do I have them modified? Oh. Version's okay. Create impacts file is modified. And why is the WCM2 correct modified? I can't remember what I did with that. Okay, you guys remember, if you don't remember what you do when you modify a code, SVN status compares you to the repository. APOT ENV. Oh, well, whatever.
Also on a source board, and you can compare the future.
Yeah, so that's I can just do the difference here. So that's the difference.
Oh, I think I remember this. We were trying to make sure that it would take all arguments for the set of the CDP. That's what we were trying to do.
Yeah, do we need to keep this?
I would say, yeah.
Where are you in touch with?
The test to make sure CIP is valid, okay.
We were trying to make sure that it was safe for the one
or the other. No, but what does that have to do with getting bigger than the source?
I just want to make sure that my my source is up to date, because I'm gonna move it out of the way and go grab it again. I don't want to them are okay, so I want to move SRC to SRC. O4, so that I don't have an SRC directory, and I should be able to do copass. Period slash col ps dot py minus h, and we want. So include the source and no binary. So S, capital S, and ADPAA. So C is cronin ADPAA, but this is only going to work if you have the SVNs variable set and stuff, I think. You think this will work? And I can't, anybody know how to?
We grabbed it off of GitHub.
Yeah.
We just cloned it.
Yeah.
Gave us our ADPAA stuff and SRC and all of
the
patches.
Yeah.
And then copy and paste.
Yeah, this is the same thing.
Yeah. But if that won't work if you don't have your SVN
username set. Okay, so that should have worked. ADPAA. So see, I have my source directory there now. So yeah. You see what I did? Is I ran that command to get my ADPAA. So
yeah.
So do you want me to
so try this command here inside your copass directory?
Okay, then let me try to
that will grab the repository. A new a source directory from the repository.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys should be looking at data. We're supposed to be looking at data. We're getting everybody set here. Can you guys? What? Settings? What happened to? Oh, this. One, identify. Yeah. All right, that's one. Oh, look at that. I can make this bigger. There, now you can see me. How do I make the screen brighter? So did it go and grab the data?
Okay, so I just now got myself into the copass directory. And let me do the thing.
Plot your WCM data. And so you can change it to look at the so you don't have the lines.
There's negative values in the WCM too.
Yeah, why is that? I haven't edited that.
Well, so there's a WCM TWC underscore ADJ. Is that adjusted or?
Yeah.
So something's been done, right?
Well, that's the baseline adjustment. But it didn't. So can you find a time when it didn't work?
I think we're plotting all of this stuff. So like 1639 to 1648.
And which day?
Well, that's what, isn't this plotting all of the data?
Yeah, so you got to find the value. So find a value that's wrong and go find it in the okay, laptops use the functional key. Power. There's no brightness. How can you see this?
Probably adjusted in the application.
Oops. Oh, is it in the, because there's a there's an app for this. Which is like the table app. Properties. Okay, here's my table app. How do I get the... There's no brightness here, is there?
Here it does.
Let's try the other one. There's firmware updates. On-screen controls. Maybe you could turn off the overhead light. That would help too. Oh, here we go. Brightness. I found it after. Boy, it's not very bright. I made it as bright as I could. All right, any other? I gotta find my VNC session. And oops. Analysis. All right, so this is okay. So did you find where the WCM data is bad? Which one's the negative one? Huh?
Is the reason because of true or sleep?
Probably not, but maybe. Where is the problem? What flight date and...
I think there's multiple.
I know, but you got to find one. So you got to hone in on one problem at a time. We can't find all of them. Like this one, I'm doing it on the 28th. So I found the date on mine. So I'm trying to find this problem right here. Oops. So I'm trying to fix this. I don't understand. So this is the negative value at the end here. So you see on these flights, they have problems at the beginning and end. Is the adjustment actually being applied? So I'm going to take out 1803. But all the liquid water is high here. So I don't understand how the king
Well, I get negative total water content from the WCM when the plane is not moving.
Yeah. So usually I take that stuff out before the flights because it's just, you know, we're not limiting the true airspeed data. So we should just edit out that data.
So is that what's...
That's probably what the reason is, unless we put a true airspeed limit when we calculate the WCM data. But the WCM data is given to us now by the probe for this serial D2 data. So I think we just have to put edits in for the WCM. You got to find my time interval and do the edits. Then you get the candy.
No.
Too much work. Okay, I'll give you two candies then. One for finding a problem and one for doing the edits. Huh? I go and find the value, and then I search in the summary files. Okay, one candy, you get the second one. So I look. So if you have a value you want to search, that's what I did here. So see, I'm in the summaries file, and then I do a grip. We don't need a minus I. And then I put in single quotes, the value I want to find, and then I search for all the impacts files. So you find where you have the problem, the value that you have the problem, and it usually doesn't occur, you know, to have that value more than once in that whole data set. So you got to find a value, and to get the value, you can use display the data.
Yeah.
When you zoom in. So I'm trying to see. Did we mess up and? So why is this not adjusting the baseline? So in cloud, so here's out of crowd frag. So most of the time, so this is the in and out of crowd frag for the day. And why does the adjustment not? Adjust the baseline to zero. Well, there's the zero. Adjustment factor. Oh, King Probe based on probe measure adjustment. Yeah, okay, that's the adjustment. Are we putting in that's the value. Okay, that's a zero. So King liquid water adjust. Okay. Auto scale. Okay. I think we got to put the edits in here. Because this is the bad data here. This is all zeros. And it's liquid water adjust that gets put in there. Yeah, so it's bad data at the end.
Yep.
And so and this is the 28th. So you have the edit files. So here I'm editing the what? And not due to 28th?
What?
I thought I edited this file again. So with the edits here, I can cheat on where I know the edit is. So here, there's definitely bad data at the end of this one. So take and grab the control. And you want to go to tools, grab time, and I want to look at the end of the flight. And there's all the data. And then I can cheat because I have the CDP data. So there's some data in here. See how it kind of matches up, but then it gets bad in this point. Not sure why.
Overlay tourism.
No, it's this. It's the baseline adjustment that is getting some of this bad data at the end. See how it makes the baseline adjustment go down. So it's taking some of this data out here and it's reducing it. I think this is because you're coming in for a landing and it's, the airspeeds are slowing down and it's not adjusting for it, right? So I'm going to take out everything. I'm going to try this port. But see, this is the problem is you don't know how much to take out. Of the data. So this is 65024 is the start. And you can edit it in CPROP, but once you have an edit, this is one that Nick did. I'm just manually changing his value because he didn't take out enough of the data. So I'm going to go back to 65000. So I'll go back further and take out. So it's a starting in time that we'll take out. And then We need to apply this edit, and I want it to get through all the files. I'll show you how to do this. There's an apply edit script that you can manually run. Instead of reprocessing the whole thing, well, the problem is you apply the edits to the analog file, and then you got to calculate the liquid water concentrations and see how that's propagated through on the higher data levels. So if I just edit the analog data, I don't know how it's going to get to the whole file. You know, how does it affect the liquid water, and how does it affect the adjustment of the liquid water? So probably I have to rerun the whole, all the M300 data processing. So anybody remember how to do that? So I'll do process all impacts. And then I'll do the option no soda 2 and fast so that it doesn't make, it doesn't do the edits, and it doesn't do the soda processing.
Why wouldn't you want to do a soda processing?
Because it takes a long time.
But what exactly does the soda processing?
It processes all the HVPS and 2DS data.
So it just skips it.
Yeah. So we just skip that, and this will do all the processing that's the M300 with the ADPA processing or the M300 processing. Yes. Look at my chat someplace. Which I can't find the way it is. Yes. Who's chatting with me? All right. Oh, shoot. Peter, you got no space left on your device, huh?
It's working now. I thought the ADPAA had to be with the rest of the COPAS directory. That's what was throwing me off. I tried moving just the ADPAA directory, and that did the trick.
The other way to do it, as Andrew said, is to use the VNC.
Yeah, I'd imagine that works too. I can try that next time, but I found just by moving the ADPAA directory to /home/pbrechner rather than having it in /moss/home was what was needed to do the trick.
Oh.
Okay. The problem was it was searching for /home/pbrechner/copas when my ADPAA was in /moss/home.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you figured it out, and stuff. So what these brain numbers should you choose for VNC? Hey, we got an answer for that. Well, this is the problem with, did someone steal yours? Yes. And, no, I can't. I got to have the system admins kill them. So this is why so there's a command to tell you who's on it. It's on the VNC wiki. Yes. At the very bottom. So So the idea is your display number should be used by a number here. And this is the command right here. So, email me with the number you choose, like 25.
So I've been using 25.
Yeah. Is that Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And that's what I have on right now.
Yeah, so I go here and add you as using 25. Because I got this wiki page where we try to keep track of it. If I can remember. My username for this. I do remember my username. Yeah, he's the system admin. Does he use?
He's on six.
Yep, I think. So Derek's on six here.
Yeah, so I can tell you everybody that's on right now.
Yep.
So since Derek's on six, Christian's on eight, Dave's on four.
Yep.
Mike's on 22. Andrew is on 25. And I'm on 22.
Well, then that should be all set.
Yeah.
And then. So I need to update this with Andrew on 25, right? I heard that.
Yep.
Okay. And who was on 23? You're on 22. So. Oh, well, yeah, you already have one, so I should give you 22.
Yeah,
I'll give you 22. You're supposed to use 10. At some point, we can recycle these. Like Maddie's craft is not around anymore, and so, so Peter, are you gonna want to try this? I can reserve a VNC, or How do you say it's
a Saurabh?
Huh?
Saurabh. I would like to try using one of the display if possible.
Yeah, well, why don't I just give you guys the next two here? I got and then let's see here. I'll put Peter here and then 27. I don't know how to, I'm trying to say the name. Okay, we got to end this.
Should be on one.
Yeah, I know, because try to get the 10, and then it says it's already running, which makes no sense. So this is no one's on there, and then it boots me to 3-1-1. What's the issue with having the 10? All right, I got these ones saved. So hopefully, maybe we can figure out all this remote access and try this again on Thursday, and I'll try to do all my edits because we got to get these done.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm gonna go. So I'll stop this and keep trying. And
you need to look in the text. I can't start a big N because it says it's already.
Yeah. Can you email Derek?
I did. And then I typed it.
Yeah.
It says that there is no PID file. So.
Yeah. And it doesn't say with the other command that anybody's using it, right?
No. Yeah. I looked it up.
I guess use 24 or 22 instead.
I've been using 22.
All right, I'll let you guys go. I'll stop recording and see you guys on Thursday and see if we can get this working so we can look at the data. Okay. Talk to you on Thursday.
See you Thursday.
Yeah. You want one more?
Yeah.
Conservation prizes, guys.
We kind of found it.
Consolation prize.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, we're gonna do edits.
That's not your mom? That is my mom. And I will just know.